Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very, very happy that we can sit together. And I say that every week because every week it is true. We will sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start momentarily. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or in a chair. Both are fine. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to briefly comment on something that many of us are experiencing. And I say this because I've heard from many of you who are concerned about have anxiety or fear or concern about the political situation in your country and your ability to navigate the very difficult conversations that are happening in our world. And if this is not you, skip ahead to the meditation, no problem. And if this is you, I hope what I'm about to say is useful. And this is in no way meant as a commentary on anyone's political beliefs. You're entitled to your political beliefs, period. But whatever you may believe, it is likely that you are experiencing some sense of feeling threatened or afraid. And I feel you. It is a very strange time right now. One of the consequences of feeling afraid in this way is that we can begin to feel powerless. We see things going on that we really do not like, do not believe in, and feel hopeless, perhaps, to influence. And I want to tell you, without doubt, that you are not powerless, and you can absolutely influence the way things happen in your world. And that last bit is the key part, your world. Because while we can't change, perhaps, overnight, or one person can't change a political direction that we think is wrong, we can have really important impact on the people and things that we encounter in our everyday life. And if you want to recover a sense of power, this is how you do it. I'm fixing to tell you. Instead of thinking about how awful everything is and trying to make really long lists of things you can do to affect change, which is great, please make whatever lists you want, but those things tend to increase our sense of powerlessness. What does the opposite is what is called generosity. Giving something to someone else, offering something to someone who may be in need. So when you start to feel freaked out and powerless and don't know what to do to affect change, instead of, you know, getting toppled with fear and anxiety, look around you for someone who you know, preferably, although it could be someone you don't know, who is also experiencing what you are experiencing, who is afraid the way you are or anxious about what you are anxious about, and call them or do something for them, offer them something. Just check in with them to see how they are doing. Put their concerns in the forefront of your mind and see if there isn't something you can do to help them, no matter how small. And the reason I suggest this is because, A, it's a nice thing to do to help people around you who are struggling, but also when you offer something in this way, you are offering something from your innate storehouse of riches. And that connects you, reconnects you, reminds you with your resources, your capacity, your real intention, and all the things about you that make you powerful. So the antidote to feeling powerlessness is not to overpower what you feel is threatening to you, but to extend generosity to someone or something that is important to you. Don't take my word for that. Try it yourself and see. Generosity, it is said, is the virtue that produces peace. So experiment and see if that is not so for you. So here we go. Please begin your practice by sitting up straight. And this isn't because you should have good posture. It's because by taking this upright posture, you connect with your innate strength. Feel the strength of your back body, the power of your back. It holds you up. It is very strong. And you can connect with that sense of strength in your body. Let your hands rest on your legs, palms down, somewhere just above the knee is most comfortable for most people. And feel your sit bones pressing down into the cushion or chair, like you have taken your seat. There is no question. Boom. You are seated, as if you are a king or a queen, and a queen, on your throne, right in the middle of your life. Let there be that sense of rootedness and power, just in the way you sit. It's fierce. At the same time, you can let your body relax, your front body, your belly, your chest, and your shoulders. You can afford to soften because you have the strength of your back body to support you. So you are strong and soft. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, and you are already breathing, so simply continue that, please. And the eyes remain open, because this is a practice of wakefulness. And the gaze is cast down to a spot that is comfortable for you, given where you're sitting and how close your screen is. So the eyes are open, but also very soft. Imagine that what you're looking at is coming toward you to be seen a little bit, so you don't have to reach out with your eyeballs. And the crown of the head reaches up a little tiny bit, while the sit bones continue to root down. So there's this simultaneous sense of rootedness and upliftedness, if that's a word. Feel your body breathing. And let your attention ride the breath. So your attention comes in on the inhale and flows out on the exhale. Like your breath was a hammock that you could place your mind in. It sways in and out. Just stay with that motion. Your mind will continue to think thoughts because that's what your mind does. It's totally no problem. Most of your thoughts will come and go. They won't really distract you. But at some point, you may notice that you are distracted by thought, meaning you have forgotten about your breath. Also, no problem. At this point, notice what's happening. Say to yourself silently, thinking, like you label that moment, I'm thinking, and let go. Doesn't matter what the thought is. And gently bring your attention back to your breath and take a fresh start, letting the attention ride the breath. It really doesn't matter how many times or how few times you have to do this. And remember, you can always begin again. Always. So this is our practice, and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together.